right, today we are marking the 20th anniversary of a pivotal moment in American history.
Uh-oh, did Dave Matthews Band do something bad again?
Thankfully, they're not involved in this one, and there's no sewage, but this story has definitely made its way into popular culture as well.
So let's get into it.
On November 19th, 2004, the Detroit Pistons were playing the Indiana Pacers at the Pistons' home court. These are NBA teams. I realized that I had not said that yet.
Everybody knows.
The Pistons' home court at the time was named the Palace of Auburn Hills. That's since been replaced and torn down, but it is definitely infamous.
This game was nationally televised on ESPN. The Pistons were coming off a decisive NBA Finals win over the Lakers, led by Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal. On their way to the finals, the Pistons had beat the Pacers, so Indiana was looking forward to a win.
By the time the fourth quarter rolled around, the Pacers were in the lead. With less than a minute to go, the score was 97-82, and that's when Pistons center Ben Wallace was fouled by Meta Artest. Wallace was upset. The foul was pretty hard, and it was pretty late in the game. That's kind of bad form. And so, a little bit heated, Wallace shoved Artest with both hands.
And like to recontextualize this in case you struggle with NBA teams like I do. So this was at this point an upset, right? So like, yeah. You know, the team that was expected to win were not winning. And so passions were probably pretty high.
Right.
So players from both teams jumped into the beginning brawl separating the two men. After the confrontation was broken up, the referees gathered to discuss any potentially ejections from the rest of the game. The sportscasters calling the game believed that Wallace would be ejected, noting that to leave the court, he'd have to walk past the Pacers' bench, which would probably lead to another incident because everyone was pretty upset at this point.
While this was going on, Artest walked over to the scorer's table and laid down on it. He picked up a headset and put it on to speak to the Pacers' radio broadcaster, a man named Mark Boyle. Now, it's important to note that Artest had a bit of a reputation for being spicy. The year before, he had been suspended for 3 games after destroying a TV camera at Madison Square Garden, and for 4 games the same year for a confrontation with Miami Heat coach Pat Riley. Needless to say, Mark Boyle did not put him on the radio when he was hot.
Miami Heat might be one of my favorite like sports team names.
It's really good.
I just think like the Heat, it's just like a good name.
It's cool. I mean,
Oh, boy, that one. Anyway, Pacers president Donnie Walsh later stated that by walking away and laying down, Artest was following advice he had received on how to calm himself down and avoid trouble in volatile situations.
I do the same thing sometimes when we record our podcast together.
That's interesting, especially the Ricky's Unconnected, like it needs it sometimes.
While Artest was at the table, both teams and their coaching staffs had gathered at midcourt trying to calm down Wallace, who was still fuming. Wallace then threw a towel at Artest, who jumped off the table and had to be held back.
This is where the wheels come off. A spectator named John Green, not that one, threw a plastic cup of Diet Coke at Artest, hitting the player in the chest. Artest then charged into the stands, grabbing another spectator named Michael Ryan, who Artest believed was responsible for the soda being thrown.
Pacers radio broadcaster Mark Boyle, the guy who had not put Artest on the air just a minute earlier, stood up from his chair and tried to restrain the player, but was knocked backward and stepped on. He ended up with a cut to his head and 5 fractured vertebrae.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Not good at all.
Wow. Things continued to unravel at this point. Another Pacers player, Stephen Jackson, went into the stands and punched a fan who threw a second drink. A group of Pacers players and coaches swarmed in to break things up. More fans threw drinks, food, and other objects at players and onto the court.
Several fans made their way onto the court, including Alvin Shackelford and Charlie Haddad. The former was punched in the face by Artest, while the latter was struck by at least 2 players, including Jermaine O'Neal, who later said that Haddad was previously known by security, as he had made claims previously that he wanted to fight an NBA player in order to receive compensation.
Okay. Chaos ensued. People were flooding onto the court. Pacers assistant coach Chuck Pearson compared the situation to being, quote, trapped in a gladiator-type scene where the fans were the lions and we were just trying to escape with our lives. That's how it felt. That there was no exit, that you had to fight your way out.
Unbelievable. And I will say, there's a link in the show notes to ESPN footage of the game. I remember this happening in real time. I wasn't watching the game, but I remember seeing clips of it. I haven't rewatched it in a long time, and it's just unbelievable to watch.
I don't know if something like this would happen today, but the way that it unfolds, at least feels like it wouldn't. Like, just the violence, I don't know. I feel like, well, we're going to get into some of the changes that were made, but it just feels like it's a different time. Like, it really does. But let's take a break. We'll talk about what happened after the fight.
You go lie down at the scorer's table.
I'll try my best. Don't throw anything at me.
I won't throw anything. I'm going to tell our friends about Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, you can stand out with a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything, products, services, and even content. Squarespace has everything you need, all in one place, and all on your terms. You can collect payments easily with Squarespace invoicing, which means you can spend more time focusing on and growing your business. Invoice clients and get paid for your services, then turn leads into clients with proposals, estimates, and contracts. You can simplify your workflow and manage your service business on one platform. And if you want to grow your site and get more leads in, you can work with the integrated SEO tools at Squarespace. Every Squarespace site is optimized to be indexed with meta descriptions and auto-generated sitemap and more, so you show up more often to more people in global search engine results. And you can keep track of all those stats with analytics. Measure your end-to-end online performance with powerful website and seller analytics. Get insight on your top traffic sources, understand how your reach is growing, track sales metrics, and learn where to focus new engagement. It's all the data you need to scale your brand or business, fully integrated and clearly displayed. I've been building on Squarespace for years, and I love doing it because the tools keep getting better over time. And some of these things that I was just talking about, the SEO tools and analytics, they're really easy to use. So head on over to squarespace.com to sign up for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/ungeniused to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain name. That's squarespace.com/ungeniused for 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for the show. Our thanks to Squarespace for their support of Ungeniused and all of Relay.
So the referees ended the game with about 45.9 seconds remaining and awarded the Pacers with a 97-82 win. As the Pacers left the court, more items were being thrown at them, including a steel folding chair. So we've got a bit of pro wrestling breaking out in there.
Not cool, man. Not cool. At this point, and I'm not sure why it hadn't already happened, police came in. They threatened to handcuff anyone who wouldn't leave. They then went into the locker room to arrest Artest, who was rushed to the team bus, and basically the team wouldn't let the police on.
Interesting. On November 20th, the NBA's ruling came down. Artest was suspended for the rest of the season, with Jackson and O'Neal missing 30 and 15 games, respectively.
The player suspended lost in excess of $11 million in pay due to the suspensions, with Artest alone losing almost $5 million.
The NBA Players Union fought back, saying that NBA Commissioner David Stern had been too harsh. O'Neal's suspension was the only one shortened by an arbitration process after a lengthy appeal.
As far as the fans involved, Green and Haddad were banned from all Piston home games, as well as any concerts held at the Palace. In December 2004, five Pacers players and five Pistons fans were charged with varying levels of assault and battery. The players all pleaded no contest and were given 1 year probation, between 60 and 100 hours of community service, and court-ordered anger management.
In May of 2006, Green was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 2 years probation for throwing the cup that started the brawl. He had had several previous criminal convictions, including counterfeiting, carrying a concealed weapon, felony assault, and three drunk driving convictions.
Gosh. Other fans received a mix of fines, community service, and probation for their involvement, and in general, the media blamed the fans for the fighting.
In response to the event, NBA teams increased security at games, and new policies were put in place to limit the size and number of alcoholic purchases that an individual could make, and all alcohol sales are suspended at the end of the third quarter of the game.
That's common in all sports now. Like, you're not getting a beer with 5 minutes left on the clock.
Yeah.
In March of 2005, the Pacers played at the Palace for the first time since the brawl. The game was delayed 90 minutes after a series of bomb threats were called in. But really up in the ante. But the game eventually started after no explosives were found. Artest was still suspended, and O'Neal missed the game due to injury. Artest later demanded to be traded and ended up going to the Sacramento Kings and eventually landed at the Lakers.
In 2010, after winning the finals as a Laker, he apologized to his former team for, quote, being so young and egotistical. He later changed his last name to World Peace.
I remember that too. Meta World Peace.
Meta World Peace.
John Green, not that one, who had thrown the initial soda, appeared on ESPN in 2009, where he apologized for his actions, discussed his newfound sobriety, and said that he and Artest had become friends in the years since the brawl.
Can you imagine if it actually was that John Green, though?
Like,
wouldn't that be wild? When I was looking through, I just triple checked. It's like, you know, just in case. That'd be wild.
Yeah, the internet's a small place.
In a later interview, Meta World Peace revealed that Green had told him that he had thrown the drink at him after making a $50 bet with Ryan. So the guy that Artest, well, Meta World Peace, we'll call him now, jumped at, right? So there was a bet between those two spectators that Green wouldn't be able to hit him. And then he charged, Peace charged at Ryan because he had his hands up in celebration on winning the bet.
That is both incredible and incredibly stupid. What are you doing?
What's even more incredible is that in 2008, the Palace of Auburn Hills was home to a fight at a WNBA game, which has been called Malice at the Palace 2.
The sequel's never as good, though. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. I haven't looked into footage of this one. So
okay. Sure. Well, you should do that. Our thanks to Kevin for sending this topic in. If you want to read more about Malice at the Palace or watch the video, we got links in the show notes at relay.fm/ungeniused/223. And until next time, we throw a Coke at somebody, Mike. Say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all.